105 Drive with Julian Clover.
It's 5:29, Cambridge 105, Community Radio in your city. It's said there's no such thing as a free lunch, but Nana Mexico are offering to celebrate that way for their new Petit Curie restaurant this Thursday. There's a catch, of course, and a very worthwhile one. MAGPAS, the emergency medical charity that saved the life of the young son of owner Luis Navarro, and they are going to be the beneficiaries. Welcome back to Cambridge 105, Luis. Good to see you.
Thank you, Julian.
So let's talk a little bit, first of all, about your son. What condition does he suffer from?
It's a very rare form of epilepsy called Panayotopoulos syndrome. And the problem with that kind of epileptic seizure is that it stops you from breathing and doing some of the basic autonomous nervous system so functions. So, yeah, it can be quite scary it's a difficult to manage situation.
And this resulted in MAGPAS needing to be called out to help him. When and where did this happen?
This happened about this time last year, in the middle of one of the villages going towards Huntingdon, and that's why MAGPAS had to be called out. And thankfully they were there very quickly with Ali Tompkins, the marvelous medic. That did exactly what was needed. So good was she that now that is a procedure that the NHS uses for my son, because she pretty much nailed it there in an emergency. It was a life-saving situation.
Were you aware of your son's condition before that moment? Was that something which you knew of and were largely able to deal with as best you can these things?
We knew, yeah, but it's, as I said, a very rare condition, so the doctors don't really know very well how to treat it. And the best treatment that he has got has been from MAGPAS and their experts, flying everywhere in emergencies.
And as sounds of things, being able to pin down at least as best they could the best treatment which was needed.
Exactly, which is precisely why we are so keen in helping MAGPAS. It's not only an air ambulance, it's an air ambulance that flies top medics to the places where, somebody is on the brink. And that is a privilege to have so near to us. You get an excellent doctor that is right there when you need it the most.
I never quite be able to pin down the difference between MAGPAS and the East Anglian Air Ambulance, who we also hear about quite often and also do a fantastic job.
I think it's the expertise of the medics they take on board. And also, I think it's a wide range of coverage that they have, almost 24/7. I think they stop for a couple of nights, but it's the expertise of the team.
And then, how's your son today? Is he good at the moment?
My son is wonderful. Yeah, he's a lot better. He's been 6 months clear of seizures, in part also because of the good diet that he gets as well. And he is very strong and very good.
You're feeding him your own product, are you, from time to time?
Yes, of course. and also just trying to keep it simple. You know what I tell everyone, make it fresh, make it from scratch, just like Nana used to do it. And that's it. There is no rocket science in this.
Yeah. So you've got the new restaurant, which is opened in Petit Curie. I said a couple of weeks ago. It's actually been open for a couple of months, you tell me.
It shows
how observant I am. It's right in the middle of the street, so goodness knows how I could have missed it.
Yes, it's been open for a couple of months almost. It's just that we were too busy to do the official opening and also to coordinate with MAGPAS so we can throw this special day to benefit them. So, yeah, if anyone has the time and is around on Thursday, it would be great this Thursday to come and queue and have a free burrito and donate whatever they can to MAGPAS. It is a privilege. I feel very privileged to live in a place where we have these kind of services and they shouldn't be taken for granted, because in other places they are very rare and very costly to
have.
Yes,
very much so. Yes, yeah. I found myself in Addenbrooke's A&E on Saturday evening. Not particularly good timing, but there we are. Everything's fine. Don't worry about. No need to worry about that. But I noticed a sign up whilst I was there, which basically said that everybody who goes into the A&E, if they're just discharged near enough straight away, which is what happened to us, it's £124.
Wow.
That's for when you take yourself to the A&E.
Yeah.
So if you then factor in all of the costs that somebody like Magpus is going to encounter when they're going out, when they're having this expertise that you mentioned was so important to helping your son, then goodness knows how much money they need to keep things going.
It is a lot, and the important thing is that the service is maintained by the collective support of each and every one of us. That is, it survives on our donations, which also tells a lot about the society in which we live. I think we are a very generous society in Britain, and that is. That is something. I mean, just creating the opportunity once more for people to come out and show that generosity, I think it could be a great occasion.
Will there be anybody from Magpus around on Thursday?
Yes, of course. And actually, as a matter of fact, Ali Tompkins, the doctor that saved my son's life, she will be the one cutting the ribbon.
Oh, that's great.
And opening the place.
Brilliant. Yes. Okay, and what time's the ribbon cutting part?
We'll try to do it. Well, it depends how. We try to do it by 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that we do it slightly earlier. It depends really on how many people and how much pressure to open that door there is, but we try to stick to 12 o'clock.
Is it going to be the regular menu on if you're sort of donating? Well, I say donating, as you described it as a free lunch, but obviously we want people to give as generously as possible to Magpus.
Yes, it would be the same menu. We'll try to stick it to the fastest so we can go as fast as possible and get as many people served as possible. And for that, the biggest burrito is the way to go, hopefully. but we will try to cater for everyone. You know, some people have food intolerances, and we will always have something as usual. You know, we always have something for everyone in Nana Mexico.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. Well, Lewis, best of luck with that, and let us know how much you raise. Actually, that sounds pretty. Do you have a sort of a target in mind? You want
we
to share?
Have a target, but I really wouldn't like to mention
you don't
it
want to
because
share
I
it.
Want to. Well, I'll share it once we reach it, and if not, yes, we have a target, and I hope we can meet it. I'm sure we will meet it, and I think we will surpass it.
Okay, so Nana Mexico on Petticoat. Now, but the other one's still around, is it?
The other one is still around on Regent Street, right on Parker's Peace. Yeah.
Okay, two of them together. That's pretty good, but the one particularly on Petticoat is the place to be on Thursday lunchtime. You can eat for free, but come on, we know you want to dig deep and be really generous to help the folks at Magpus. Lewis, thank you very much for coming in to us tonight.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Julian.